today in our society, we see many issues, we see many things happening. Brother with a brother, children with other children, a neighbor with another neighbor, within families, within businesses, within a single compound. When something happens, another person wants to show that he is greater. Another person wants to show that he has more connections. If something has happened and a person does not like it, he does not forget it, he does not leave it, he does not ignore it. But instead, what do we see is that a person would be on his sleeves and ever ready to take revenge and to show that I am better than you. If you have done this to me, then I'll do that to you. If you show me your eyes, I will show you my eyes back. If you show me your fist, I'll show you two fists. If you hit me, I will kick you. So we have that sort of enthusiasm within ourselves. Instead of forgetting, instead of tolerating, we want to revenge one another. We want to show who we are. Well, what does the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam teach us? What are the parameen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the one who has three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his accountability with ease on the day of judgment. The companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, what are those three qualities? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam replied, give to those who deprive you. Give to those who deprive you. Second one, mend ties, mend relations with those who cut off ties with you. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. So within our families, if we have instances wherein two brothers are not talking to one another, do not wait for the other one to come and approach for forgiveness. Why don't we be the ones to ask for forgiveness? Why don't we be the ones to mend relations and act upon the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, as a result of which, inshallah, by the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our accountability will be taken with easiness on the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, those who have oppressed you, forgive them. Forgive them, be tolerant about them. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the one who deprives you, give them. That no, he did not give me. When his child was getting married, he did not invite me. Why should I invite him? Why should I give him this? Why should I help him out? Why should I attend his call? Why should I answer to his message? No. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, the one who deprives him, give him. What is the result? Result is easiness in accountability on the day of judgment. Such a great reward. Needs a little bit of sacrifice. A little bit of sacrifice. A little bit of hard work from our side, inshallah, will give us such great benefits on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the one who wants a palace in Jannah. Do you want a palace in Jannah? Of course, we all want a palace in Jannah. So what is the procedure? Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, if you want a palace in Jannah, if you want your status, if you want your ranks to be elevated, then forgive those who oppress you, mend relations with those who try to break ties with you, and give to those who deprive you. Jannah. Easy accountability, raise in ranks. What do we have to do? Little bit of big-heartedness is needed from us. A habit of forgiving, a habit of tolerance is needed from us. And we will see this benefit not in the hereafter only, but in the world itself. We will see that our society will become like a garden of Madinatul Munawwara, full of peace, full of tranquility, full of blessings, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.